Hear that? That ticking? That is the budget clock ticking in Lansing. State lawmakers want to get out of the Capitol and come home and start campaigning in their districts. That means there are only 3 session days left to wrap up work on the state budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Some big issues have been tackled by lawmakers, but there are still big ones hanging in the air. Here to talk about what needs to be hammered out before we have ourselves a new budget is Jonathan Osting, the Capitol reporter for MLive. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
And welcome back again, Kathy Gray, Lansing reporter for the Detroit Free Press. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Cynthia.
Well, some very big legislative issues got hammered out in the past few weeks, the Detroit settlement, minimum wage, but there's still the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. And the biggest or most watched issue, fair to say, is roads. Jonathan, do you see road funding ending up in this budget or not?
Well, it's not actually in the budget bills. There are separate bills that could move forward in the legislature this week, potentially. Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans are at least talking now. As of last week, it looked like there was a kind of a stalemate on the issue, but it sounds like they're back at the table and maybe willing to do a little horse trading to get something done this week.
Kathy, it does sound, when we say horse trading, here we go, politics being hashed out, because it certainly seems like almost everyone knows we do need more money for roads, and the polls have showed Michiganders are willing to pay to get the roads fixed. So can this get nailed down?
I'm not sure. And I wish I could be more definitive. There is a little extra money for roads in the budget, less than, you know, the House wanted to put in about $380 million, and they ended up with somewhere around $280 million for roads in the budget. But there's a few bills that have passed through that would add about maybe $400 million into roads, but that's hardly what they need. They need about $1.2 billion minimum. To get the roads back up to snuff, and it's on the Senate agenda this week. They're certainly hoping to get something done, but asking voters to pay for a tax increase in this close to an election is kind of a difficult slog for some of these guys.
Turning from roads, Jonathan, earlier this year, it looked like there was an almost $1 billion surplus over 3 years. But last month's revenue estimating conference trimmed that back. So what happened and how is that playing into negotiations on the budget?
Revenue is not nearly as high as expected. A lot of that was owed to income tax collections. It was late last year, the budget got a boost. Remember the whole fiscal cliff scare?
Yes.
A lot of people cashed in, investments and paid taxes on it last year, actually. So that really boosted numbers last year. And while analysts expected those numbers to come down again this year, they came down even more than expected. So the state's expected to pull in something like $300 million less this year in tax revenue and another $300 million less next year as well. So that complicated this whole budget situation. You mentioned earlier other big legislative debates like minimum wage also have kind of complicated matters or at least delayed this discussion. Lawmakers usually are approving this, approving the budget under Snyder earlier in June. They often try and do it by June 1.
Well, also complicating things was a law that the legislature passed, I think it was late last year, that restricted the Treasury from going after unpaid taxes for corporations. And the Treasury used to be able to go after corporate officers for those unpaid taxes, and this bill said, no, you can't. So there was a big chunk of money that Treasury wasn't able to collect. So that complicated matters even further.
Let's turn from roads over to higher education, guys. There's certainly constant talk about the cost of college tuition. How are things shaping up in the state's higher education budget, Jonathan?
Sure. Well, the higher education budget is actually going to increase significantly, probably the largest increase for universities in more than a decade. Of course, that's after steep cuts in 2011. So we're still not going to be back to where we were in 2011, but it's certainly, both sides of the aisle agree, a step in the right direction towards reducing, towards funding universities, hopefully limiting cost increases, tuition increases for students. once again, these budget bills tie some of the university funding to a cap on tuition increases. So universities who choose to raise rates by a large margin stand to lose some funding.
And I note in your piece for MLive, you say Grand Valley is going to see the biggest bump because it met certain performance goals and Wayne State would see the smallest.
Yeah, that's correct. There's quite a wide variety, actually, depending on certain performance objectives, including tuition restraint, that some universities performed better on and some performed worse.
Kathy, there was good news that you reported on in the Free Press last night for local communities who hated Governor Snyder's Economic Vitality Incentive Program, the EVIP. It sounds like the Senate heard the chorus of complaints.
They did, and they have instituted a budget that increases revenue-sharing payments to cities, counties, villages, and townships, and takes away the hurdles that they had to go through to get the money. It was a good plan in concept. It made communities reach these different performance goals, and everybody agreed, yes, we should be doing better. There should be some benchmarks for us. But administratively, it became really difficult for the communities. And they would send in their request for this money, and Treasury would hold it up. And they would be getting 4 and 5 and 6 phone calls from Treasury trying to figure out if they were going to get the money or not. So it was a program that the locals just really hated, and they aren't going to have to jump through those hoops anymore.
And it appears a somewhat of a winner in the new state budget, the Michigan State Police. Why is that, Kathy?
Well, they're getting a new helicopter, $5 million, and they're getting a new state police post in Marshall, which happens to be the hometown of Speaker of the House Jace Bolger. And this is at a time when they are closing lots of state police posts. I think there were 69 at their in 2011, and they're down to 29. So they've closed a lot of posts, and all of a sudden they're building a new one in Marshall.
What can you tell us about the status of film subsidies or the film incentives?
Sure. Well, those are going to stay at $50 million, or the state is going to fund $50 million worth of incentives for next year, which is the same amount they did this year, although the way that money is classified in the budget has changed a little bit. About $25 million of it is considered one-time money, while $25 million is ongoing. As I wrote in my article yesterday, it's kind of an academic debate because lawmakers can always revisit those numbers each year, but Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, who is a big proponent of the film industry, wants to at least give a vote of confidence to the industry and show, maybe a television series looking to come here, that this money is going to be available in the future as well as this year.
How about, Kathy, what can you tell us about funding for K through 12? We talked about higher education. What about K through 12 and community colleges?
Community colleges is getting a 3% bump, and K through 12, the per pupil allowance is increasing somewhere between $50 and $170 per pupil, up to a little over $7,200, and it depends if everybody's getting a $50 per pupil increase. If you're one of the lower funded school districts, then you're getting an additional $125 per pupil. So some districts are going to get $175. Most districts are probably going to get $50. And that's costing the state $177 million more dollars in this budget. So, and they're also funding the retirement system at a pretty hefty amount, $268 million, I think it is. Lawmakers like to say that, this money may not be going into classroom, but it's taking a big burden off of local school districts from having to pay that. So it's shifting money for the school district that they would have had to put into retirement. They might be able to put someplace else in the school district.
Bottom line, will a budget get passed before the self-imposed summer break deadline? Jonathan, go.
Yeah, absolutely. The budget's going to get passed this week. The bigger question is whether additional road funding outside of this budget is going to be adopted as well.
Kathy, final word.
If they had to go for a sales tax, increase the sales tax for gasoline, that would have to go to the voters. And that's a risky proposition. The voters might not approve it, and they wouldn't be able to start that road funding or the road improvement work this year. It would have to wait until the next construction season, and nobody wants to see that happen.
I think you can hear a chorus of amens all over Michigan for that. Kathy Gray,
absolutely.
Lansing reporter for the Detroit Free Press, and Jonathan Osteen, the Capital reporter for MLive. As always, thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.